ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Unpredictable with Jenny and yours truly, Stefan. It brings me much pleasure to say that Jenny is not with me today, but as that laughter you just heard, I do have a special guest, finally, a special guest that isn't Sam. So this should be pretty fun. We shall call her Snooki. That is her name. She is a good old dear friend of mine. The first person I met but she's been with me since I moved up here in 2003.
Very true.
How does it feel to know me for that long?
Pretty good. You've been a good friend to me, I guess.
That's it? Just good? Nothing more, nothing less?
I don't know. We weren't friends for the entire time, though, so.
Okay, so we're more of acquaintances.
I think in the past, what, maybe 4-5 years, we became closer.
Got closer.
But, yeah.
Since Capital Dime. When was Capital Dime?
Yes.
Was that 5 years ago?
I remember it was my 29th birthday. So what? How old am I now?
You're 37, right?
Shut up. Oh. No, I'm not.
Oh, my apologies.
Wow. 34.
That's right.
So that's five years?
Wow. Capital Dime was 5 years ago.
Yep.
Man. And if you guys don't know, I know Jenny doesn't know because she doesn't know anything in Midtown. Capital Dime is right across the street from Broderick. Across the way from, what's it called? Lavender Heights District?
Sure. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. So you got your yogurt. Wait. What's it called?
Yogurt to Go-Go.
That one. Broderick's, Buckhorn Grill.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? The Handle District. That's
yes,
what it's called.
Yes.
It's a great place. And then they just shut it down.
Yeah. And then I don't know if they've done anything with it since.
They tried one restaurant, but it didn't work out. But I missed it. That was the go-to spot.
Yeah. That was our, I don't know. We just happened to meet there and
unwind.
Yeah. That's when we just like let it all out.
Whiskey sours, bacon, mac and cheese. The bartenders knew us. It was a good time. And then now it's just nothing. Empty. No soul.
No soul. Mm.
Anyway, would you like to tell them how we met? I just want the people to get a little bit more of me.
Sure.
Because I never give them.
Sure. So the first time we met, I wasn't aware I was supposed to meet you.
Correct.
I mean, I was supposed to meet a friend of mine, and I happened to be there early, and so we were, I think, at a pool hall?
Yes.
Some billiards place, and I got there early, and so she's like, oh, yeah, just walk up to the front. There should be a guy there. His name is Stefan. He's black.
Simple enough.
And so, okay, that was easy. So I walked up, and I'm like, hey, are you Stefan? And you're like, yes. And so I'm like, okay, I'm a friend of whoever that was. And and then that's how we met. And we started talking from there and until our other friends came. But yeah, that's how we met the first time.
And little do you guys know, because the demographics based off our numbers from Instagram, we do have some 18-year-olds that listen to this. We didn't meet off from, during, through AOL. The time before Tinder.
Yes.
And Bumble and Plenty of Fish and
yes,
Christian Mingle and stuff.
That's kind of where you just meet friends. Like, you want to go somewhere, hang out. You ask them, are you, you know, you want to meet up? All right, cool. And you could do, we did group events.
We did. I mean. Yes, we did, actually, now as I think about that.
There's AOL parties.
Yeah, that was a thing. Isn't it kind of weird that you meet friends off the internet? It was still kind of taboo, so to speak, back
right,
then. But now you got Tinder and Bumble and is there something called Hinge? I think something called Hinge now.
I have not heard of that one.
I could be making that up. Plenty of Fish, this crap like that.
Yeah.
And some of them are like probably not even real. The people on there, like, tell me, what do you think the percentage of thoughts to bots on Tinder and all that stuff?
I don't know. I feel like guys get more bots for sure. I've had friends, male friends, who said that they were talking to bots.
Really?
Yes.
See, even the bots are haters. Thoughts are just haters right off the bat. So you would say what, 60-40 thoughts or 60-40 bots?
Wow.
What? What?
I'll say there's more thoughts than bots.
More thoughts than bots?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to write that down. Thoughts than bots. That might be the episode. So just to catch you up, on, because I know you're a little bit behind on our episodes, but this is how it works. So we come in with a plan, but quite frankly, there's no plan. We have bullet points, but we don't share what we're going to talk about. We just talk. And then from there, if our minds wander to something else, our minds wander to something else. But somehow, some way, we managed to wrap it all together nicely, and it turns out to be a solid episode.
Okay.
Are you prepared to go along with me on this ride, on this journey?
I'm going to say I trust you, I hope.
Are you sure? I'm just saying. Like, and I mentioned earlier, and I'll say it again just in case there's any new listeners right now. Our last few episodes, we did talk about zodiac signs, but we did wrap up a trilogy before then. It was a little sexual talk. So if you guys want to catch up on that, the name of the episodes were Toy Story 3, Stay In, or was it called Pull Out? Either way, it's what you think, and Am I Gay? So yeah, you guys are going to have to catch up on that just to get the gist of certain stuff. Yeah, so that's how we roll here on Unpredictable.
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. Well, so yes, AOL. And on top of that, not only from AOL, you're my first guest. How does it feel? First guest overall. How does it feel to, even though Jenny's not here, to pop our cherry?
I feel pretty special.
Really?
Yes.
Is it the same feeling you had when you lost your virginity? You just felt special?
No, I didn't feel special then.
Really? Now, what in, let's see, have you taken a guy's virginity?
You know what? That's one thing I've always wanted to do, and I have not.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you are in the Puma category, so there is a chance for you to go that route.
That's
if you
very
wanted to.
True, but I don't know if I want to go there now. I mean,
why not?
I don't want to go that young.
Well, you're 34, so that means you would have to hit 18. Well, anything younger than you?
No, 18. Not going that young.
18's too young?
No, that's no.
What's the rule? Half your age plus 7? So what? 17 plus 7. 24.
Maybe.
There you go. And then you get
But do guys really stay virgins that long? I mean,
I believe so. Mormons at least.
Ooh.
Yeah. So are you going to look for a Mormon? There's a ladder.
I don't go seeking for Mormons.
I mean, there's a Church of Latter-day Saints right around the corner.
That's very true. They're everywhere.
And you know they're they're pure because they're always dressed up.
Yeah, but then I don't want to
sabotage them.
Yeah.
Why not?
If they were close to my age, let's say I was their age, I would have done it, yes. But now I just feel bad. I can't do that to them.
Well, what if they're your age right now?
No,
well,
I cannot.
I believe they do mission trips also.
They do. That's
so, like, that's
true.
Another 7 years, I guess.
But I don't want to do, like, a 30-year-old virgin.
Would you rather do a 30-year-old virgin or a 40-year-old virgin?
Obviously 30, but...
Well, I mean, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. 40 is just too old. If you're still a virgin at 40, I don't know.
What if you're a priest, though? Priests aren't allowed to have sex, but they still do with the wrongful types of people, but they still do it.
Okay, this is getting too religious for me.
Well, I mean, you're getting it now. This is the point of Unpredictable. You just don't know where you're going to go.
Will I do a priest?
Do you want to do a priest?
No.
That wasn't even the question.
I thought that was the question.
But you do you, boo. If you want to do a priest, that's, but priests are old. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Is it like the Pope 80 or something?
Oh, no, please. I don't want that image in my head.
The 80s are considered sugar daddies, though. Right? Right? I won't go that far, but I'm just letting you know.
Five.
Sugar daddies are 45?
That's
anybody could be a sugar daddy.
Exactly.
Hmm.
You don't have to be old.
Ooh. Look at you. So like Mark Zuckerberg, that could be your sugar daddy then. Because he's like 20.
Yeah. As long as he has the cash.
Which he does. Because you have the app on your phone. So you already know he's a valid person. All right. Fair enough. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Since, quite frankly, like I said, new territory for me. And of course, Jenny's not here to back me up. We haven't talked about zodiac signs.
Okay.
Astrology. Are you into that?
Yes, I am.
How much do you know about it?
I know about certain signs. I don't know about every sign.
What sign are you?
I'm a Cancer.
So how much do you know about a Cancer?
I know quite a bit.
Really? Now, do you believe in it? Do you believe that if, like, your horoscope for today said you will have a fun time and you read that first thing in the morning, would you believe that or would you just, like, push that to the side?
I wouldn't push it to the side, but it's something I would hope for if it's something positive. I always, if I read it, well, you know what? Honestly, I do read it every day. Every morning I read my horoscope, and I don't necessarily believe that it's going to happen that way, but I try to watch out for it.
Do you try to force the issue?
No, I do not.
Do you feel like if you try to force the issue, bad things will happen, or you rather just go with the flow?
No, I kind of, I don't think too much about it. I just, if it says I'm going to, something's good going to happen, then I may possibly look for that, but I'm not expecting it.
What do you consider good? If something good were to happen, if that's what the fortune cookie said or the horoscope, what do you think good would be?
As long as I have a good day, something positive, then that's all that really matters.
Did you read your horoscope for today?
I kind of did, but I forgot.
Ooh, do you remember the gist of it?
No.
Oh, come on, man. Now I got to search for this possibly. But it's funny that you said that you're more of a go with the flow type of person if it were to say, you know, you're going to have a good day because, you know, one of the elements for Cancer is water.
Yes.
And we already know how water rolls. It's just, it's literally just going with the flow of things.
Exactly.
So when did you find out then Cancer, or no, let me backtrack. Sorry. When did you realize that everything behind astrology might be true?
Well, first of all, I do believe I have the Cancer traits. I'm sensitive, but I hold everything in like a crab, have a hard shell. And I honestly didn't really pay attention to the whole water fire sign until maybe in the last couple years.
Why is that? Why did it take you that long?
Because I saw in other people and what their signs were. And like I saw people that were fire signs and I could see how they would blow up and how they're just, well, crazy. And I see the earth sign as someone that's peaceful, yet that doesn't necessarily mean they're all peaceful, you know.
Like, right.
They have that trait, but yet they're still crazy too.
I would like to point out to you guys, she was kind of freaked out coming on here, right? She was really freaked out, which I don't blame her. I was actually freaked out too, because like I said, first guess. But she sounds very cool, calm, and collective right now. Very relaxed. Like she's done this numerous times. Have you done this numerous times? Were you just lying to me in my face?
This is my first time.
Your first time?
Yes, it is.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm a water sign. I go with the flow.
You go with the flow of things. Oh, here we go. All right. Okay. So you actually mentioned a couple of things because I was looking up on it, you know, and they didn't mention how being a crab was your thing. Now, don't you think that's kind of, why a crab? Why do you think they chose a crab?
Well, crab lives in the water.
Right. That's it?
Sorry. I was thinking something else. I was thinking 69.
Wow. You get it.
I don't know.
Unpredictable. You get it. All right. So crabs and 69. Thank you, astrology. I appreciate that. I was not ready for that one, so props to you for that. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do, because this is what we did last time, Jenny and I. I'm just going to read off some of the stuff.
Okay.
Tell me if you agree or disagree. And if you disagree on something, just let me know why.
Sure.
Cool. All right, so you already named off some of the stuff, Cancer, crab. So it's the fourth sign of the zodiac. It's all about home. Now, I have seen on your Facebook, like, you're all about your family.
Mm-hmm.
It said Cancer is very family oriented. You believe
Correct.
In that?
Yes.
Okay. Is it because, are you guys like a very close-knit family? Or like, because you know how some families come together because like something bad happened. So that's when they realize that, you know what, we got to stop all this in-family squabble. Let's come together. Or was it just generations on generations? We're family. This is how we roll.
I think it's just how we roll. I come from a very big family. My siblings are somewhat blended because I have half siblings. yet we're all basically the same age, though, and then we just grew up close like that. And so it was never awkward. Like, we're not, it didn't seem like we're like a blended family. We're just family. And mm-hmm. so that's just kind of how we grew up.
That's good. I like to hear that. Okay. So Cancers are maternal, domestic, and love to nurture others. Is that you?
Very true.
All right. I know you just mentioned this was going to be a little repetitive. More than likely, their family will be large. 2, the more the merrier. All right.
Sure.
Cancers will certainly be merry if their home life is serene and harmonious.
Sorry. Obviously, mine isn't.
So Cancers tend to be patriotic, waving the flag whenever possible. Are you guys patriotic? Are you about Trump's America? What's up?
I mean, I love America.
But Trump?
No.
Why not? Enlighten me.
I'm just not a fan.
What did he do to you? Did one of his bands mess you guys up or what?
I just don't see him as a leader for this country.
Okay. I like it. Yours is pretty straight. Like, it feels like you want to pop off, but like you won't. Like, compared to Jenny.
I don't like politics. Yeah. I don't like to discuss politics.
Oh, Jenny would just get butthurt and she would just like flip off on me and everything. Because that's her boy. So like she gets offended by it. No, you know what? She can't defend herself. It's not her boy. But I like calling her. It just riles her up. You got to listen to that. I'll look for the episode so you can listen to it. But okay. She really despises Trump. He seems like a jolly old fellow. Oh, well. a Cancer's good memory is the basis for stories told around the dinner table. Right?
Sure.
Don't be surprised if these folks get emotional about certain things.
True.
All right. Those born under this sign wear their heart on their sleeve.
Very true.
Really?
Yes.
Like, why?
I can't say for everyone. I'm just
all right. So for you, yeah. Why? Why do you wear your heart on your sleeve?
I'm just the type of person where I put everything up front. I don't need a. If I feel something, I'm gonna say it.
Ooh, so you're very blunt.
I mean, it depends. It depends. I mean, you're talking about heart on your sleeve, so that's like saying if you love someone, if you have feelings for someone, you're gonna say something to them. You're not gonna not say anything because why not? You risk it and you just tell them. And if nothing good happens from it, then it doesn't. At least you did it.
I feel you, dog. I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel you. That's all I got. That hurts. Oh, man. I cut the cord right there. Jenny knows what's up. I know she'll hear my despair in my voice.
Oh, no.
You know it, too.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I
want to, but I'm not.
It's all good. It's all good. It's some things are best left unsaid. The symbol of Cancer, which you mentioned, is crab.
Mm-hmm.
And much like the shelled little critter, Cancers are quick to retreat into their shells if it suits their mood.
Very true.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, why go back into your shell, especially if you're already cool with just wearing your heart on your sleeve and just, like, telling people how it is?
Well, because we can get, everything can get to us. And so when that happens, we don't want to be around people. We don't want to, like, with the shell, we don't want to, well, that's why we hide, because we have the shell for that purpose. When we feel like it, we will go into hiding for as long as we want until we're better, and then we come back.
Damn, it's crazy you said that, because the next line it says, eventually these folks will come out to play again when they're ready.
See?
Oh, wow, look at you.
I know myself.
The Cancer in you is a heart and heart, or you and a crab. Okay, so these folks are tenacious and strong-willed and like to get their way. I can see that sometimes. I will answer that for you. So, yes, that is correct. If their well-documented kindness and gentleness doesn't do the trick, they're not above using emotional manipulation to make things happen. I can see that a little bit. I can see that. See, all right, ladies and gentlemen, there's things that I cannot say. And if you guys only knew, we'll try to bring her back on so we can break her down. Break down those, she's like layers of onions. Just break it down, and then you guys will realize. But So far, this is to the T. Mm-hmm. You weren't lying. Okay. So next part then. Cancer personality, strengths, and weaknesses. Let's see if we can keep this good streak going.
All right.
Common traits are that they can be overly sensitive, easily hurt, and prone to brooding. All right. We'll take that as a yes. Even so, crabs find it easy to be sympathetic to others and are quick to show their affection.
Yes.
Okay. Their intuition is also a great help to them, especially in times of stress.
Yes.
All right. These folks tend to pick up on things and bring them in, with the outward result ranging from sentimentality to possessiveness.
Whoa.
I don't know. Big words.
Not possessive.
Not? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure? You kind of hesitate on that one. You're speaking for the cancer people.
Hey, everyone's different. I'm just saying. I know other cancer people, and we're all different.
Okay, all right. Crabs need to resist the temptation to become selfish or to feel sorry for themselves, since this behavior won't help.
I don't know about that one.
No? Ooh, to be determined, huh? Okay. Let's make a note of that. So next time you come up on here, we'll dive right back into that. Question mark. Since cancers have a tendency to be lazy, however, they may need someone to push them out the door.
That's very true.
Because you do love taking naps.
I do.
She loves taking naps, and she loves being late to things. So, yes.
Yes, all my friends will say yes to that.
Why are you guys lazy? I feel
I
like,
told you because
I feel like crabs should be like on the go. If they're gritty like that, that means they're down for anything.
Because we soak so much in like emotions that it drains us, and so we need that's the whole thing where we need to go into hiding.
So you guys can hibernate for a little bit and then wait
and
for
then
that perfect time
back
to come out.
And we're like, all right, let's do this.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Do it again. All right, fair enough. Okay, cancer woman in love. And sex life.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
All right, let's go.
First, it says, before that, cancers do best when they learn how to process their emotions and communicate openly about what's going on inside.
Yes.
Speak your mind, baby. All right, love it. All right, so now, in love and sex life. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are out there listening, even though she is straight, I'm pretty sure she's down for bi. No? Okay. If not, she's single nonetheless. Single, ready to mingle. In relationships, so this is what you know about her. In relationships, cancers tend to be extremely loving and passionate towards their lovers. And once connected, they want to bond profoundly with one person.
Very true.
So no brother husbands?
No.
One and done?
One and done.
All right, all right. These ladies don't really date around. Do you date around?
No, I hate dating.
They might flirt wildly.
Yeah.
But once in a relationship, they prefer to stay bonded like glue to one person.
Correct.
Ferociously jealous.
Whoa. Calm down.
I didn't write it. I'm just reading what the paper said.
No.
They protect their mate and their home territory with sharp claws.
Yes.
But they've been known to have secret affairs if they're not getting their needs and enough attention from their number one.
Hey.
That's what it says. I highlighted it. It's right there.
I don't know what to say to that.
Well,
I've never been in that situation.
Well, I guess my follow-up would be, since it says from their number one, do you have a number 2 through 5? Do you have a rotation? Do you have a lineup?
I do not.
No lineup? Have you had a lineup?
Sure, everyone has.
Actually, you'd be surprised. Not a lot of people just had a lineup. Not a lot of people know what the lineup is or rotation.
Well, I wouldn't say I have my top 5, but, you know, there was 2.
Ooh.
Possibly 3, but, you know.
So you had your Michael, Scotty, and Tony Kukoc. Okay. All right. But no more. Right now, you're just
that's too much.
You're just an owner.
Even
no team.
2 is a lot to deal with.
You sure? Not for Cody. He has like 5 wives.
Okay, well, I'm not.
Those Mormon people have like 5 or 6 or whatever.
Yeah, no.
No?
I like my alone time.
Your alone time?
Yes.
Okay, so no team.
No team.
Have you ever been a victim of the dentist system?
What is that?
You don't know what the dentist system is?
No. Have you talked about this?
I don't think we have.
Okay, then.
But
no.
It's I think we have. It's a system that helps. It's just a system.
Okay, who made this up?
Dennis Reynolds.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
He's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Ah.
Yeah. It's just a way to get females on their side.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
So are you going to explain this to me?
I won't be able to because I'm going to be laughing throughout. So if you guys are interested in learning what the Dennis system is, you guys can YouTube that and you guys will figure it out on your own. But it's pretty hilarious. What about the Mac system?
I don't know these systems.
Oh, okay. So that was one is when the friend is done doing the Dennis system, that person comes in and he pretty much moves in after completion. So the scraps.
So you're talking about me picking up the scraps?
So no. You being a Dennis system, so being number one. But once Dennis dumps you, his friend
I'm
will
the
come
scraps?
In. Yeah, so the friend will consider you the scrap. So his rebound, yeah. So you've never been Dennis system or somebody's scraps?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't go in detail. I probably didn't ask him.
Have you used that move on anybody? Have you moved in on somebody's scraps?
No.
Okay. Man, you cancer people. You crabs, I swear.
Hell no.
No? Okay. All right, fair
enough.
I don't
want other people's scraps.
All right. So I'm going to get, you don't have to answer this, but I just, the way this is going right now, I just have to bring it up. So it says, allegedly.
Sure.
The lovers of these ladies often come away marked by her crab claws, though she never meant to hurt you. So basically it sounds like sex with a cancer woman is aggressive.
Like physically aggressive?
Yeah, it seems like. Merging with her as one again and again. Whoa, okay. Yeah, aggressive. And it looks like stamina, too. She'll kiss your scratches and rub them with healing salve. And in the return, you can dab away the tears running down her moony cheeks.
Oh, damn. My goodness.
Were you getting emotional or something, or what?
She's
often overcome by emotions in the midst of impassioned lovemaking.
I feel like that's happened before.
You cried afterwards?
During.
You cried during?
Yeah.
Because you were scared? Did they hurt you?
No, because it was emotional.
Aw. You cancer woman. In the heat of the moment, huh? All right, then.
But not in a romantic way.
You just loved how it was going? And then work life and money. You'll often see cancer women busting their butts behind the scenes, building props on theater or movie sets, or as head chefs making magic in the kitchens or busy restaurants. The women prefer to work with their hands and do work that they feel emotionally connected to, rather than spending hours staring at spreadsheets or mathematical abstractions.
Very true.
Look at you. We hit the mark on cancer. Who would have thought? See, we did a little quick run through for Aries, because she's an Aries. And Aquarius, because I'm Aquarius. And it pretty much hit the nose. So I kind of like the fact that we're 3 for 3 right now. But the sentence that I left off, for the real reason why I have you here.
Oh, no.
Yes. Lastly, cancers often find that a robust workout session is just a tonic for their touchy feelings.
Touchy feelings?
I don't write it. Touchy feelings. Who are you touching?
Myself.
There you go. So that's why you work out?
That's not why I work out.
Wait, are you working out for the touching yourself? Or
no.
Are you working out, then you're touching yourself?
I don't work out while I touch myself. That's just not right.
Right.
Because I'll be at the gym and then everyone will see me.
That's true. But did you hear that story about a man who got completely naked in a gym and he got arrested? And his reasoning was he thought it was a judgment-free zone. That's why he got naked.
I did see that.
What are your thoughts on that?
He
kind of makes a point. It's supposed to be a judgment-free zone. Yeah, it's a little too much getting naked.
Yeah,
but
the whole naked thing is a no.
But judgment-free, yo. Judgment-free.
Judgment-free, yet he's naked. So that's not okay.
So it was his workout session.
No one works out naked.
He
I mean,
does.
In the house they do. They can, but in public? No.
Maybe he was trying to start a trend.
Then he would need to go to a gym that says no clothes.
No clothes?
Yeah.
And then all, be like all a, new gym?
Yeah. And maybe someone needs to open a gym like that, and then he could go.
Would you go to a gym like that if it was open?
No.
Now, what if it was like a select company? Like, oh, like only beautiful people, not hideous looking people. No. Would you go?
Because I'm not. Why are you asking me that? I'm not that type of person.
Well, this is what Unpredictable is all about. You ask questions to get answers, like
I
CBS.
Get that. No, because honestly, everything will be sweaty and that's gross. All the machines, that's just a lot of cleaning before each person gets on there and just, yeah.
That is a nice cancer answer. That is a nice cancer answer. Okay. So then, tell me this then. You've been in the workout game for quite a while now, right?
I mean, you know, I don't commit fully, but...
But you do it nonetheless.
I do it, yes.
Why do you do it? What started it though? Because you couldn't just like that.
Honestly, I started working out when I was like in middle school. Like just the basic stuff that you like jumping jacks and crunches and things like that. Like stuff I do in my room.
Right.
But just, I don't know, to tone up, I guess.
So it's for self beautification.
Wow.
What?
Why do you make it sound like that?
Well, that was the first word that came to my mind. So I'm actually surprised that word came out. So,
I mean, like I was a chubby kid. And then when I got to middle school is when you start to lose your baby fat.
Right.
And then it's just, you know, I found out that I was actually a good runner. But I was never into like joining anything. So I just started working out in my room. And as I got older, it just became something like I wanted. It just became kind of like a hobby, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I just never fully committed to it. It's just something I do when I have time.
Do you feel any type of self-enrichment after each workout?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's since we are talking about sex as well, it's almost like a good orgasm when you're done.
So how often do you work out to get that orgasm?
It varies because not every workout's the same.
Right.
Some days you just have really amazing workouts and you just feel like you could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And other times you're like exhausted afterwards and you're like, I just want to go home and shower and go to sleep.
So when you're doing this workout or these workout sessions, I should say, you're doing this only because, you know, it's something you've done since middle school. You're a chubby kid. Not because it seems like everybody else is doing it right now. It just seems like a fad.
No, it's not a fad. If you're into working out, you're into working out.
Yeah, but so what do you...
Some people get into it, yeah, because they probably want to lose weight and, you know, they want to feel good about themselves, which, I mean, I do it to feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But also I want it to become like a hobby of mine. I just want it to be a regular part of my life. Because when I get older, I still want it to be a part of my life. I don't want to be that old person that's like, can't barely walk. And, you know, I still want to have that energy and that strength and all of that.
Right. Are you fully committed to this? Like, has your diet changed as well?
My diet has changed.
So what's are you like a part of the whole meal prep thing?
I don't do it where some people meal prep like for the whole week. I don't like doing that because I get tired eating the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll meal prep for at least 2-3 days. So at least I could eat it for a couple of days. And if I don't want to eat it anymore, then I don't feel so bad that I wasted so much food. But yeah, I meal prep for a couple of days.
Don't you get tired of the same food for meal prep? Like, I know it's one thing if you cook dinner, leftovers for like a day, I guess, depending on how much you eat.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, making the same meal for 7 straight days, doesn't it get tired after like the third one, fourth one?
Yeah.
So what do you do in that? You just still eat it?
No. I've had times where I threw the food away because that's why I don't meal prep for that long.
Mm. Because I know some people are all about it.
Right. Like, that's just... They can eat the same thing over and over. They can eat chicken and broccoli, and that's boring to me. I like to mix it up. So I buy different meats. I buy steak. I buy chicken. I buy pork chops.
Are you counting? Are you counting calories?
I count calories and macros.
In what?
Macros.
What the hell is that? Or sorry, what
that
is
that? That's your fats, protein, and carbs. What you're allowed per day.
Oh, okay. Like, do you follow it to the T, or just
I try to get close to it. But the important thing is to not go over your carbs. Well, right now I'm doing the keto diet, so that on its own is a little different because you want to eat a lot of fats,
right?
Medium protein and low carbs.
What's considered a medium protein? I haven't heard that phrase before.
I mean, you want to. Well, for me, my protein is I think 94 grams.
Okay.
Per day, my fats is in the 100s, that 116. And then my carbs is 19 grams. So I want to, basically my goal is to meet my protein and not go over my carbs.
Right.
And try to reach my fats. But sometimes that's hard to do. So sometimes I don't match it. But
ideally you want to try to match it.
Correct.
But it's not the end of the world if you don't match it though.
Right.
As long as like your carbs are sure down.
And no sugar.
And no, so you're not even eating sugar right now?
Nope.
Really? But doesn't almost everything have sugar in it? Like some trace of sugar?
That's very true.
So what sugars are you looking out for?
So basically grains. Okay. You can't eat grains. You can't eat rice, bread that has sugar. You can't. Everything is basically sugar-free. So if you're using, like for me, I use creamer in my coffee, but I use sugar-free creamer. Just cutting out the sugar.
Now, so... This is how I feel about sugar-free stuff. I feel like if you need to order a sugar-free Coke or something, you shouldn't. Just don't drink the Coke. So what's the benefits of drinking a sugar-free Coke over just not drinking a Coke at all?
Well, I wouldn't drink the sugar-free Coke. The only time I would drink a soda is if it's diet, and I would have it with my alcohol.
Oh, God. Well, that's another thing. Like the Diet Coke. Why not just don't drink the Diet Coke or just don't drink soda at all? Why go to the Diet Coke?
I mean, sometimes, it's better than just having it on the rocks. I have my times where I drink my whiskey on the rocks, but then sometimes I want some sort of mixture in there so it's not too much.
And he goes to Diet Coke.
Yes. Even though I know it's not the healthiest.
Correct.
And people don't judge me because I know there are some people that's like, on about that. Like, well, then why are you drinking Diet Coke? But, hey, it's not like I drink it all the time.
Do you drink it all the time?
Nope. I don't like soda. Only if I'm drinking alcohol.
Mm. How often do you drink alcohol?
A couple of times a week.
Like, define a couple of times.
On the weekend, I'm going to drink it.
I know. So weekend is considered Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, are you drinking all day Saturday, all day Sunday?
It depends. If I have any events going on that day that is surrounded with alcohol. But, last week, I had my mom's birthday and stuff. And so my whole family was around. So, yeah, we drank on Saturday.
Right.
But I usually plan ahead. If I know I have an event, then I'm like, okay, I'm drinking that day. So I'll try to be good throughout the week. But then I don't see anything wrong with drinking one or two drinks during the week.
Well, they do say, having wine at least once or twice is good for the heart.
Yeah.
So you could do that. But do you drink wine?
I do, but I can't with this diet. I mean, I can. Some people do it, but I'm more just straight to the whiskey because it has no carbs. Wine has carbs.
Wait, really? Whiskey doesn't have carbs?
No.
You're lying. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Whiskey, vodka, tequila, I believe.
Oh, shit. Well, there you have it, folks. I didn't even know that. Okay. Yep. Learn something new. Wow. Okay.
Got to do your research.
I guess so. I've just been drinking wine religiously. Just that whole scandal thing. So I've just been trying to get into my whole inner Olivia Pope. I'm telling you. Oh, you guys, just to let you guys know, I finished finally the whole series of Scandal. And boy, was it great. just gotta let you guys know, spoiler alert, Cyrus Bean. That's all I'm gonna say.
Don't say anything. I haven't seen it yet. I mean, I haven't finished it.
Well, that's all I'm gonna say. Cyrus Bean. He's a bad man. A bad man.
Okay.
Watch it as soon as you log off.
Okay.
On your phone. Well, I have nothing else for you right now. I thank you. I really do appreciate it. And I'll even repeat it when we finish doing this. I really do appreciate you doing this.
I appreciate you having me. I was nervous, but it's not too bad.
It's not.
No.
And I don't know. So I was trying to tell her, like, don't feel... Well, it's one thing to feel nervous. I get that. But don't feel nervous because it's pretty much the same thing we do off the air, talking to each other. That's all we're doing. We're shooting.
Very true.
You know, we're just chopping it up. Nothing to worry about. Only difference is we have a bunch of nosy people listening. That's the only difference. But it's more the same, still the same structure, just no Jenny. But Jenny probably would have been a hater the whole time, too. So, so with that said, you do have to catch up on our episodes.
I will.
But with that said, I have been featured on every episode. Jenny's missed three.
Okay.
So basically, I'm the one that's really trying to keep this thing together. So, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys are interested in fitness adventures, what's your handle?
Fit Nani Life on Instagram.
How do you spell that, just in case?
FITNANILIFE.
And I will also post that on our Instagram page at Unpredictable Podcast. If you guys want to email us also, you can hit us up at unpredictablepodcast@gmail.com. Or if you guys want to hit the link and listen to any one of our episodes, it is unpredictablepodcast.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram, on iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. We're there also. And any other ridiculous platforms. So, once again, thank you, Nani.
Thank you for having me.
This is yours truly, Stefan, and we will see you next week.